Psalm 69. I'll do the antiphon and the first stanza, and then we'll alternate back and forth. Because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck.
I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me.
I am weary with my crying, my throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God.
Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They are mighty who would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully. Though I have stolen nothing, I still must restore it.
O God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you.
Let not those who wait for you, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded because of me, O God of Israel.
Because for your sake I have borne reproach, shame has covered my face.
I have become a stranger to my brothers, and an alien to my mother's children.
Because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me.
When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that became my reproach.
I also made sackcloth my garment. I became a byword to them.
Those who sit in the gate speak against me, and I am the song of the drunkards.
But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation.
Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me, and out of the deep waters.
Let not the flood water overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up. And let not the pit shut its mouth on me.
Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies.
And do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily.
Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies.
You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you.
Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none.
They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink.
Let their table become a snare before them, and their well-being a trap.
Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins shake continually.
Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them.
Let their dwelling place be desolate. Let no one live in their tents.
For they persecute the ones you have struck, and talk of the grief of those you have wounded.
Add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness.
Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous.
But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me up on high.
I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving.
This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull, which has horns and hoofs.
The humble shall see this and be glad, and you who seek God, your hearts shall live.
For the Lord hears the poor, and does not despise his prisoners.
Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them.
For God will save Zion and build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it.
Also the descendants of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall dwell in it.
Because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. Psalm 70. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt.
Let them be turned back because of their shame, who say, aha, aha.
Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified.
But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame. Psalm 71. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked. In you, O Lord, I put my trust, let me never be put to shame.
Deliver me in your righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me.
Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man.
For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth.
By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you.
I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge.
Let my mouth be filled with your praise, and with your glory all the day.
Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails.
For my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together,
saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him.
O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me.
Let them be confounded and consumed who are adversaries of my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seek my hurt.
But I will hope continually, and I will praise you yet more and more.
righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits.
I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only.
O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works.
Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me, until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come.
Also your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you?
You who have shown me great and severe troubles, shall revive me again, and bring me up again from the depths of the earth.
You shall increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side.
Also with the lute I will praise you, and your faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel.
My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul which you have redeemed.
My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought to shame who seek my hurt.
Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked. A reading from the Lamentation of Jeremiah the prophet. How lonely sits the city that was full of people. How like a widow is she who was great among the nations. The princess among the provinces has become a slave. She weeps bitterly in the night. Her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into captivity, under affliction and hard servitude. She dwells among the nations. She finds no rest. All her persecutors overtake her in dire straits. The roads to Zion mourn, because no one comes to the set feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries have become the master. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord has afflicted her because of the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone into captivity before the enemy. And from the daughter of Zion, all her splendor has departed. Her princes have become like deer that find no pasture, that flee without strength before the pursuer. In the days of her affliction and roaming, Jerusalem remembers all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy with no one to help her. The adversary saw her and mocked at her downfall. Jerusalem has sinned
gravely. She has become vile. All who honored her despise her because they have seen her nakedness. Yes, she sighs and turns away. Her uncleanness is in her skirts. She did not consider her destiny. Therefore, her collapse was awesome. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy is exalted. The adversary has spread his hand over all her pleasant things, for she has seen the nations enter her sanctuary. Those whom you commanded not to enter your assembly. All her people sigh, they seek bread. They have given their valuables for food to restore life. See, O Lord, and consider, for I am scorned. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Behold and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which has been brought on me, which the Lord has inflicted in the day of his fierce anger. From above, he has sent fire into my bones, and it overpowered them. He has spread a net for my feet and turned me back. He has made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions was bound. They were woven together by his hands and thrust upon my neck. He made my strength fail. The Lord delivered me into the hands of those whom I am not able to withstand. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, return to the Lord your God. Hymn 103, we sing stanzas 1 through 3. Epistle to the Corinthians. Now, in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part I believe it. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and one is hungry and another is drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come." The ancients of the people consulted together how they might by craft apprehend Jesus and kill him. They went forth with swords and clubs as to a thief. O tree of beauty, tree of light, O tree with royal purple dyed, elect on whose triumphal breast those holy limbs should find their rest. On whose hard arms so widely flung the weight of this world's ransom hung, the price of humankind to pay and spoil the spoiler of his prey. O cross, our one reliance hail, so may thy power with us avail to give new virtue to the saint and pardon to the penitent. To you eternal three in one, let homage meet by all be done, by all you ransomed and restore. O guide and gladden evermore. Our sermon text is from Lamentation chapter 2, verse 13. How shall I console you? To what shall I liken you, O daughter of Zion? What shall I compare with you, that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter of Zion? For your ruin is spread as wide as the sea. Who can heal you? This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The second lamentation of Jeremiah continues with the calamities and the sorrowful experience of God's people. It is a bitter complaint, but not because they don't deserve it, no. Despite God's repeated warning, they continue to give themselves over to idolatry and immoral behavior. They are receiving the just punishment for their sins. Now, the Lord is the subject of every sentence from verse 1 to verse 9 with three lines per verse. So 27 times we are told that the Lord had brought upon them great distress. There is to be no doubt in Jeremiah's lamentation that the Lord is responsible for their anguish. In verse 17, he says, "The Lord has done what he purposed. He has fulfilled his word, which he commanded in days of old. He has thrown down and has not pitied, and he has caused an enemy to rejoice over you. He has exalted the horn of your adversaries." Beginning with verse 11, the lamentation continues, but this time it speaks of a lack of consolation. As they struggle under God's wrath, they find no human words that can help. Children look to their mother asking for food, but there is none. The mothers are so weak that they have no milk, so nursing babies go without. With verse 13, Jeremiah asks, "How shall I console you? To what shall I liken you, O daughter of Zion? For your ruin is spread as wide as the sea. Who can heal you?" Man does not have words to bring consoling. With such great tragedy, when it comes upon your friend or a relative, yes, there is nothing that can make it right. We may simply give them an embrace, and we may say, "I'm so sorry." But there are no words that can take away the hurt. The final words of verse 13 asks the rhetorical question, "How can I heal you?" The obvious answer is that no man can heal you. We must come to the conclusion that human help is powerless. We live in a time of secular humanism. Man is said to control his destiny. Man does not need God. Man can handle any and every situation. Man can even save the world from global climate change, from worldwide catastrophe. But this lamentation says otherwise. How foolish man is. He thinks he can prevent catastrophes. He thinks he can keep man safe. We can't even predict the weather. In Romans 8:31, St. Paul speaks positively, and he says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Well, Jeremiah uses the same argument, but he uses it from the other side of the coin. Jeremiah expresses this truth negatively. He says it this way, "If God is against us, who can console us and heal us?" Well, back to Jeremiah's second lamentation. After the 27th repetition that the Lord has done it, and experiencing human impotency to find relief, we must come to the conclusion that the Lord sent the judgment, and that only the Lord can give relief and consolation. But I tell you, it's a hard lesson to learn. God's people must return to the Lord their God. They must take their request for help to the very one who is afflicting them because of their sins. They must seek his mercy and forgiveness. It's a hard lesson. But finally, at the end of the second lamentation, the people do cry out to God for help. In the midst of great distress, I have heard people say things like they were mad at God. And I immediately respond, "Well, tell him about it. Complain to him. He can handle it." I'm not saying that God's actions are somehow imperfect or that he needs criticism for the way he does things. But in the voicing of our complaint, we will come to hear the Lord's answer. The Lord is the one to whom we must turn. The Lord says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." So we return to the summary statement. If God is against us, who can console and heal us? Well, the answer is only God. No human help can rescue us from the hand of God. What a masterful choice of a reading for Holy Week, Lamentations. Jesus is bearing the load of our sin and receiving our just punishment. The disciples fall asleep, and there is no one to help Jesus at all. With great courage, Peter cuts off the ear to try and prevent Jesus' arrest. But it would have been a catastrophe if Jesus had not healed the ear and saved the situation. Jesus' arrest happens just as it is written. Pilate tries with all his might to release Jesus, but eventually concedes to their demand to have Jesus crucified. The chief priests try to prevent Jesus' resurrection with a guard, but it is an angel and an earthquake that take care of that. In the midst of this hour of darkness, we must understand that the Lord is in control. Furthermore, we see Jesus coming to his heavenly Father in prayer. He cries out to God and he makes his request known. The Lord hath sent judgment, and only the Lord can give consolation. Jesus receives the judgment which we deserved, and it is only in the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we receive comfort and help. Jesus defeats our enemy when he dies on the cross. My dear friends, we have our answer. We have divine help. Who can heal us? Our Savior, Jesus Christ, is on our side. Take your complaint to him, and he will send you consolation and healing. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. The Canticle of Moses begins at the bottom of page 5. Have encouraged us by your power and by your holy refreshment, O Lord. I will sing to the Lord for his triumph gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea.
The Lord is my strength and song. And he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him.
The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name.
Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea.
The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone.
Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces.
And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble.
And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea.
The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them.
You blew with your wind, the sea covered them.
They sank like lead in the mighty waters.
Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?
You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them.
You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation.
The people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of the Philistia.
Then the chiefs of Edom will be dismayed, the mighty men of Moab. Trembling will take hold of them. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away.
Fear and dread will fall on them by the greatness of your arm. They will be as still as a stone till your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over whom you have purchased.
You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling. The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established.
The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
For the horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. You have encouraged us by your power and by your holy refreshment, O Lord. Psalm 147. He was offered because it was his own will, and he himself bore our sins. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant and praise is beautiful.
The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel.
He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name.
Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite.
The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God.
Who covers the heavens with clouds? Who prepares rain for the earth? Who makes grass to grow on the mountains?
He gives to the beast its food, and to the young ravens that cry.
He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man.
The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. He was offered because it was his own will, and he himself bore our sins. Page 20, the Canticle of Zechariah. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "Whomever I kiss, he is the one, seize him."
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And you shall will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people, in the forgiveness of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, when the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to them who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace."
Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "Whomever I kiss, he is the one, seize him." We stand. Christ, for our sakes, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Psalm 51. That you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. That you may be justified in your words and may overcome when you are judged. Merciful God, Heavenly Father, who has removed from us the grievous burden of our sins, and placed it on your dear Son, our Savior. We humbly implore you to govern us by your Holy Spirit, that we may comfort ourselves with his suffering and death in the face of all temptation. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.